out for more information. Yeah, just visit your library. As Sam said there in the interview, libraries are amazing places with amazing resources. There's a lot more going on at libraries than just books. All right, Ayu is here with me. Hello, Ayu.
Hello.
And you've got an artist feature for us.
Yes.
Right now. Who's the artist you're going to be featuring?
Today, I will introduce the artist called Kobukuro, Japanese artist. Yes.
All right. Well, take it away.
Okay. So, hello, everyone. Today, I want to introduce you to one of my favorite music bands called Kobukuro. And Kobukuro is a Japanese band which formed in 1998 and made its major debut in 2001. And if you are looking for moving songs and songs which stay with you, their music is perfect for you. And let's start with their song called Mirai, which was released in 2016.
Wasure so na toki kimi no namida de omoi dasu nan no tame ni aruite kita no ka nando demo oshiete kureru dote ni shirareta
was Mirai by Kobukuro. Now, let me share a little more about them. Kobukuro is a Japanese band that's been active since 1998. There are two members, Kentaro Obuchi and Shunsuke Kuroda, and they've attracted many people with their charming melodies and heartfelt lyrics. Their music falls into pop rock genre, but what sets them apart is their ability to create an emotional connection with their listeners. Their songs are filled with raw emotion and relatable themes of love, friendship, and personal growth. And what makes Kobukuro so special is their vocal harmonies. Shunsuke is the main vocalist, but Kentaro also takes part in the chorus. Shunsuke's voice is thick and powerful, but in contrast to him, Kentaro's voice is delicate and soft, with a high register that soothes the listener's heart. Kentaro and Shunsuke's voice blend together beautifully, which creates a sound that resonates with their fans. Their harmonies add extra depth and emotion to their music, and also make the songs powerful. Kobukuro also has the charm of telling a story through its songs. The lyrics and melodies resonate with the audience and stay with them long after the song is over. Their music captures the essence of human emotions and experiences, which is why listeners from different backgrounds feel their song's affinity. If you're looking for music that moves and stays with you, Kobukuro is the perfect choice. And you'll be amazed at their talent, passion, and ability to connect with their audience. So let's listen to the second song called Tsubomi, which was released in 2007. Tsubomi by Kobukuro. I'm very glad to share one of my favorite Japanese music band, Kobukuro, with you today. I hope you really like their songs, and you can listen to their music on Spotify, Apple Music, and other music streams. So that's all from me. Thank you.
All right. So before you go, Ayu, yes. Maybe you could, because people might have trouble figuring out the English spelling for the band,
yeah.
So they can Google it themselves. So maybe you can just tell them the spelling.
Okay, so Kobukuro, it's spelled K O B U K U R O. Okay.
So K O B U K U R O.
Yes.
Kobukuro. So if you enjoyed that, you can Google them or just jump over to YouTube perhaps.
Yes.
And search for that, and you'll find a bunch of their releases there, a bunch of songs from them. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you.
Ayu Sakamoto, and she's going to be coming back next week maybe with another feature.
Yeah, yes.
And then hopefully soon moving on to some interviews and and show reviews.
Yes.
Some more arts reporting coming from Ayu for the Monday Speak Up.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
And we'll see you again next week. Ayu's got to run because
yeah.
She's got another place, more commitments that she's got to live up to. So thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you. See you next week.
Do you know who you're thinking about for next week yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
But I will think.
Okay.
And I will, yeah, Sarge.
Excellent. So another Japanese artist feature coming up next week here on Speak Up. All right, we're going to move on to some Canadian music. This is Tough Age. They're a band from right here in Vancouver. And they have an album that came out this summer. And this track is from that album. It's called In a Garden. Tough Age and In a Garden from their most recent release on our playlist here at CJSF 90.1 FM. You're listening to Speak Up here on CJSF, and one of our favorite features is coming up next. This is Bird Note.
This is Bird Note. As he trained to be an arborist, Thomas Pulsum started developing two new interests. The first was birds.
My favorite bird is a robin, robin redbreast in Europe. Because when you're digging, a little robin is always following you around looking for food, worms and grubs and all sorts of things that you're digging up.
The other was building with Lego bricks, after a dark age away from the toy while at university. And then Thomas found these interests colliding.
I wanted to build something related to my work, and I had a eureka moment, which was a robin landing on my fork handle. So I thought, right, I'm going to build a robin out of Lego.
After building that European robin, he built more bird models and a name for himself in the Lego community. To date, he's made more than 75 species. And in 2015, Thomas was one of the first LEGO fans to have his designs produced as an official set. It included a blue jay, a hummingbird, and, of course, a robin.
I was really chuffed, and I was invited to a LEGO store in London, and people were queuing up to get me to sign the box and everything. It was very surreal and an extremely proud moment of my life.
To see pictures of Thomas's delightful bird models, go to our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mark Bramhill.
And going back all the way to 2004, Arcade Fire was a band that blew up pretty big all of a sudden and almost out of nowhere with their debut album. This is from that album. This is Neighborhood Number One, Tunnels.
Yeah.
Arcade Fire and Neighborhood Number One Tunnels from their debut album. They, of course, were on tour last year, a world tour, quite extensive world tour, and found themselves embroiled in controversy due to the questionable behavior of their lead singer, Will Butler, and that dogged them throughout the tour and caused a number of the artists, supporting artists, including Feist, and Beck to drop out of the tour. And so we'll see where that goes for that band. They were caught up in perhaps some deserved Me Too attention, and we'll see what whether they can overcome that. It's a really shame when things like that happen with a band. You love their music, and it can be really hard to support them when the individuals involved are not really behaving up to the standards we hope for the people we follow. This is Climate Connection, and then we'll be back to finish up the show in just a moment.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. In cities, you may notice some roofs that are covered with plants. Many of these green roofs are planted with a low-lying ground cover like sedum. Other more elaborate ones include a variety of plants.
Ranging from small flowers, grasses, shrubs, up all the way to trees.
Catherine McConnell of Brown University says replacing dark rooftops with vegetation provides many benefits.
Green roofs can help control stormwater runoff if you have sort of a sudden precipitation event. Green roofs can provide amazing pollinator habitat for urban biodiversity, and they also can be really fantastic public spaces for people.
Green roofs can help cities adapt to global warming, too. They can insulate the building below, which saves energy, and some even provide local cooling. But in a study in Illinois, McConnell found that green roofs varied in their ability to reduce surface temperatures, as well as the amount of water and maintenance they require. So more research is needed to assess different designs and maximize the benefits of green roofs as the climate warms.
We want to figure out ways of adapting the places we live so that people experience less of those heat impacts.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To hear more stories like this, visit climateconnections.org.
And that is our show for this, well, today. I was going to say this week, but there's actually several more episodes of Speak Up coming to you this week. My name is Magnus Thiebald. I've been your host for this hour, joined by Ayu Sakamoto. We started off by bringing you a bit of an update on the TSSU strike here at SFU. Unfortunately, that is not yet resolved, and there will be more picketing of the Burnaby campus all this week. They're scheduled to be here every day with some broad support from regional union members, so you can expect pickets to be all over the place. And then we talked about the Conversations on Race speaking series every Wednesday at the City Center branch of the Coquitlam Public Library. Check that out in person. Ayu did a feature on the band, Japanese band Kobukuru. And that's it. Here comes Democracy Now!